TheRadioLive.com.
To all the killers and the $100 villains, all my niggas get down like what? Y'all, I was talking about my man Herb from Nice Town a couple weeks ago. Remember I told you about the guy that used to buy the weed for me?
And he used to buy weed for you or from you?
For me.
For you, okay.
And he used to take half of the bag for himself,
mm-hmm.
and half was, well, not even half was mine.
Right.
Oh, shit.
It's your pudding.
Don't fuck with the pudding, man. Tonight is being powered by Buppy's Pudding.
Buppy's Pudding.
Buppy's Pudding.
And Glade.
And Glade.
To producer, hand me the sponsorship that we just got. They just sent us four bottles.
They sent us four bottles that quick.
Yeah, since we sponsored.
Amazon is the shit. I don't know how they got it here that fucking fast.
No, it's a drone.
Oh, they did the drone tonight.
Yeah, they droned it in.
Nice.
And that's what we got.
Nice.
So
tonight is being powered by Glade. If you want us to power your product or situation, all you got to do is
drone it in.
Get it to us.
Yep.
And we'll talk about it. And, you know, there should be a little fee check. We don't want to call it a check.
Oh, the pudding.
We want to call it administrative fees attached to it. And we will gladly talk about your shit.
Yeah.
We gladly talk about it.
For a small fee.
Get that thing popping like it's supposed to. but, yeah, I ran into Herb.
Okay.
And I was through the hood. You know, my homies, they've been in the hood for a long time.
Right.
I've been out of the hood longer than I was in the hood, which is the right balance for your life. But they're still there. And I'm not mad at them.
Okay.
Because I know where to find them.
Some people don't want to leave.
I know where to find them. Like, I'm not going to say I'm going to run into my man Derek down at Xfinity Live.
Okay. Okay.
I'm never going to see that. So I don't ever have to worry. I could be banging his girl and we could go to Xfinity Live.
And
he'd never show up.
Oh, he won't be there?
Because he's always in the hood.
Okay.
I told you, I know where to find him. That's just what he do. But I run into Herb. Hey, what's up, Herb? I ain't seen you in 20 years.
Right.
Tone, what's up, baby? You know, man, I'm just getting out.
I'm just getting out?
Just give me your number, man. Give me your number, dog.
Right.
Matter of fact, take my email first.
Are they hiring at your job?
They hiring? Because you know I'm still, you know what I mean? I got everything. Anything
you take
you
me
need.
To get me some outfits, some clothes from somewhere?
You know, I can pay. Matter of fact, can you run me down north?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got all the drugs from A to Z. I said, I don't know why you would ask me to run you somewhere, and now I know that you have all the drugs
from
in your pocket. In your pocket. All right. And you just got out.
Wow.
So you're on probationary parole.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they still watching you. They probably sitting across the street.
Right.
And you don't even care. And now you want to involve me in it. And I'm riding dirty. So our dirty asses is riding all through North Philly.
So you took him. I had a feeling that you took him because he had the drugs in his pocket. So go ahead.
No, I did not take him. My man Rich. Rich.
Oh, he drove
from Retroactive Sports.
He came up and took you. Okay.
You know, you have to ask these questions before you let certain people in your car.
Right.
Hey, man, we just going to make this run downtown. You want to go? Yeah, of course I want to go. But wait, before you get in the car, let me just ask, do you have any drugs, guns? Are you wanted by the
police?
Are
you wanted by the police?
Because I don't want any drama. I got my kids in the back seat, you know, strapped into the baby chair. So I just need to know these things before I let certain people in my car. That's why I like Ubering and everything.
Right.
But sometimes I just don't want motherfuckers in my car because I don't know what motherfuckers got on them.
Mm.
And I keep a bag in the front seat just so they know
that
there might be what they think it is in that bag.
Okay. You keep that bag, that school bag, with a lot of different things.
This bag goes with me. Like,
yeah.
You know, don't ask what's in the bag.
I got one thing to say.
And don't check the bag. Yes.
Fuck the Diaz brothers.
Fuck the Diaz brothers.
Fuck
you know,
the Diaz brothers.
You know, you motherfuckers came by.
Fuck the Diaz brothers.
You motherfuckers came by one day.
Yeah.
And, you know, started screaming at me and Malcolm standing on the fucking corner.
Man, fuck the Diaz
talking about
brothers.
Fuck the Diaz brothers.
Yeah.
So we looking around like they can't be talking to us.
Yeah.
But we found out.
Fuck the Diaz brothers.
They compared us to the Diaz brothers.
Yeah.
From Scarface.
If anybody's seen Scarface.
Yeah.
When when Tony came back to his boss and said, look here, boss, I cut a deal with the Diaz brothers for $7 million. For $7 million? Where are we going to get $7 million right. from? Tony said, well, I can make a few runs, pull a few strings.
Now how you going to run a few strings? You work in the kitchen, Tony.
Yeah, he just came from working in the kitchen. But he said, I can make a few, cut a few deals, make a few. He said, if we don't come up with that $7 million, the Diaz brothers right. going to fucking send a hit squad out
right.
and kill all of us.
Right.
And Tony said, man, fuck the Diaz brothers.
That's what they screaming at us now.
Fuck the Diaz brothers.
Fuck the Diaz brothers. So,
they're calling us the Diaz brothers on the
you
streets.
Know, and part of it why. Is because we, people accuse us.
Yeah.
Me in
just
particular.
It's mostly you.
Me.
Actually, it's mostly you.
Me in particular.
Yeah.
Of talking reckless on these microphones.
Very much.
And it's not that I talk reckless. Mm-hmm. I just have a very strong opinion, okay, as a senior statesman in Philly hip hop.
You talk like a guy that it seemed like they strapped. Seriously. Like the way you talk
right.
is like this nigga is strapped.
Got to be strapped. Got to have.
Well, you got some type of security around them, but you roll by yourself. You go to parties,
you see,
clubs,
you see.
By yourself.
By myself.
You talk,
give me the other thing. I want to go Facebook and Instagram live at the same time.
But you walk the walk by yourself.
And that's why I'm so comfortable in my positioning in the city.
Right.
Because of the fact that I pull up to your spot, you know, especially, you know, if I'm hired, if I'm part of the event, behind the scenes, helping promote it.
Right.
If I'm on the radio describing the event and what happened, and how great it was, how bad it was. Because, you know, sometimes when you're a part of something, if it goes bad, you don't want to talk about it.
Right.
You don't want to make mention of it. You right. want us to forget about it, like Trump and the porn star.
And the Russians.
Right, and the Russians. You think if I don't talk about it.
It never happened.
It never happened.
Right.
But it did.
Yeah.
It did. Yeah. So that's where.
$50,000 he offered him.
That's where I get these strong opinions. And when I talk, you know, I don't fear retribution.
No, you really don't.
Because I am, first of all, I know how to fight. Okay. Just putting it out there. And, you know, most people don't test me because they look at me as the authority.
What?
That's my other AKA, DJ Truth, the authority.
Okay.
You know, the streets most requested. You know, when Governor Rittendale came to town and Mayor Shithead was running for mayor, you know, they came to me for advice. They wanted the insight from me, the authority,
right.
on how to win. And I am someone who wants to see everybody win
right.
at all costs. Win if you can, lose if you must, but always cheat. Okay?
You're a role model for all the riffraffs in
right.
the world. Trust
right.
me.
Cheat your way to the top.
What do you think about that Roxanne? I don't know if you've seen it yet, but that Roxanne thing yet.
I think it's a good thing for hip-hop
yeah.
that we be immortalized. Oh, one time for my man Rip Hamilton from Coatesville.
Yeah, and he went to with Denver.
Yeah, one time.
Detroit. No, he played for Detroit.
Well, he played for Detroit now.
Yeah,
still
yeah.
playing.
No.
He's doing commentary.
Right, but he used to play for Detroit.
Yeah, that's my man. We just having a conversation. You know, I'm basketball, too. Heavy.
If you think Rip Hamilton still plays and he ain't played over 15 years, you're not basketball. Okay? Rip Hamilton ain't played ball in 20 years.
And no, he's up, oh, yeah, he played 20 years.
At least 14 years. They won a championship.
All right. Right, that's good to know, but he's still around. He's relevant.
Yeah, he's relevant.
There you
relevant.
Go. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Hey, one time for Rashad, a.k.a. my mans and them, just jumped on the train. Make sure if you're watching on Facebook that you're sharing the link into all your groups because that's how we really win. I appreciate the individualized support.
Right.
But, you know, when we start reaching out for sponsors like Bumpy's Pudding, Glade, Just Drains. Okay, you know,
we have a lot of sponsors.
There's checks involved because of the work that goes into it. And the only thing they ask for from us is views and listens.
Right.
Okay, we don't really ask for your financial support because you're watching the show for free.
For free. We're about to start charging.
You're listening to the show for free.
Yeah.
This ain't satellite where you got to get a subscription to tune in.
Yeah.
You know, the TuneIn app is free.
It's coming.
Okay, the website is free. Not like Cotton Candy's website where as soon as you have to click your age to get in, it says enter, I'm 18 and over, exit, I'm 18 and under, and then the show starts.
So apparently you went to the site.
I've been on the site several times.
Okay.
All right. Normally between 2 and 2:30 in the morning.
with the pudding.
With the pudding. All right.
And the rocking chair.
And
the rocking
cream
horse.
Corn and the
cream
rocking
corn
horse.
And the rocking horse.
Cotton Candy BBW porn star alongside DJ Truth presents the Chi-Town Takeover this Friday, this Saturday night. Mm-hmm. All right, in on the east side of Chi-Town. If you haven't been to Chicago, it's one of the biggest cities in the country. So we've got room in the club for 1,200. 1,200 only. And when I say only.
Only? Not one person passed.
No.
12.
No.
Okay.
The room is designed for 3,000.
But you only
take it. We can only do 1,200 physical bodies because these are BBW porn stars.
That means those are some of the heaviest, biggest women in the world.
Right. You know,
all in one room.
You get on the elevator.
They all can't stand on the same side of the room.
You
get
on the, right. You get on the elevator, it says weight limit 2,000 pounds.
They can't get on there.
All right.
The elevator's not moving.
You know, if I see four of them on the elevator,
it's going down.
I'm not getting on that elevator.
No.
But I am coming to this particular show because they are going to be showing off their assets like never before.
They can't all get on an escalator at the same time.
There is a market for these big, beautiful women.
Yeah.
I was just watching some videos this morning on Pornhub of some big women getting it popping.
I'm talking about the big, huge.
Right. And that big woman love will feed you, comfort you, will nurse you back to health, will babysit your kids, will put new brakes on your car, will worship the ground you walk on.
Without a jack.
Without a doubt. So get you a BBW today.
Right.
And let it start with Cotton Candy BBW porn star and all of her girlfriends, including Ms. Redwaters.
Yeah.
She is a BBW porn star.
And don't even realize it. And she doesn't even realize
it. She knows it. She knows it. Because she does her own BBW parties, which we will be a part of. Okay. She might even be in Chi-Town with us because it's an open event. And if you're scheduled to be there, one of the book ladies, we encourage, you know, ladies, bring your outfits. And we'll have like that first hour audience audition.
Now, is this like the shows that you host where all the men have to wear?
What up, James March?
Sweatpants with
right.
With
this
no
is definitely on. A sweatpants
with no
underwear party event.
Okay.
You don't want to miss it,
I don't
fellas.
Know why that is, but his party.
Couples welcome.
Sweatpants with no drawers.
Couples are welcome.
What's that all about?
All right.
But you can't come in there unless you have on sweatpants with no drawers.
Advanced tickets end. The final sale is going to end Thursday night at midnight. So Friday, there will be no ticket sales. Saturday, all right, we're going to maybe reserve 20 spots. And we're going to just put a fair market value on admission to get into the party that night. So you got a couple different options. Then there will be which I was told not to say, there will be a Stack of 100s party, private event. Oh my God. You don't want to miss that.
Somebody just texted me, BBW will put brakes on your car.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Big ups to Big Reba.
She does it all.
Big Reba put the brakes on my car. 30 seconds of work. She caught a cramp. Charlie horse. And it was a wrap. $150 later, I was good.
Yeah.
I told my mom about that, and she just hated. Why would you do that?
What?
I told my mom that story. I don't know why I felt like I could tell her anything.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just like, you was my son.
Something just dawned on me. Mm-hmm. When the person died in the next door to you and you didn't call the police first.
What up, Pookie? Pookie Brown, she just jumped in. That's my cousin. She
and when the person died next door to you and you used two
cans of Glade.
To just cover the smell. Didn't call the police right away.
No.
Okay. But how did the person die?
They were murdered.
Wow.
There was blood. I don't know what the exact full story was, but they got murdered.
Wow.
And left him for dead.
Okay.
Maybe they were doing some drugs and it went bad or something like that. So, after they got him out of there, then the next week they flipped the room. Mm-hmm. Rent was due.
Okay.
So, on that Friday, I made a point. I called my brother at maybe, I told him, by that Wednesday, I made up my mind. Mm-hmm. I don't care where I'm going, but I'm getting the fuck out of here. Because I'm a professional mover.
Yeah,
I'm a professional mover.
Trust me, I know. You've been from place to place.
Right.
Yeah.
So I called my brother. I said, listen, I need you to be ready about 1 in the morning.
To move?
Right.
Yeah, and that's another thing. You always move at 1 in the morning. Because you don't want your neighbors to see you getting up out of there.
No. You got to get out, because you don't want people ransacking the crib. You're looking out for the landlord.
Okay.
That's what I call it.
Okay.
So he picks me up 1 o'clock in the morning, throw everything in 16 trash bags, and I'm out. We got a call coming in. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Hello. What's going on? Who this? Turn your radio down.
Turn your radio
down. Hey, what's going on, man? This is Mr. Class AJB. What's happening?
Hey, what's happening?
Turn your radio down in the background,
yeah,
big
you,
man.
You hear yourself. You can hear yourself on Saturday night. But yeah, anyways, what's good, big homie? Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Landover, Maryland, man. I just seen the number on Instagram. I figured I'd give a call.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's good, Landover, Maryland. What's Landover good for? I mean, what's the big thing in Landover?
Man, Landover, it's a whole bunch of bammers over here, but we well known for the Kinland Zoo.
The Kinland Zoo.
Okay.
Kinland Zoo, 25. I'm from Macon, Georgia, though. I ain't from Maryland.
I hear your Georgia voice. I hear the Georgia voice. That's why I'm kind of suspect. Like, he's not really from Maryland.
Is they in there?
Yeah, he's... What's that?
Is Zay in there?
Zay is at work.
Zay at work right now.
Yeah, Zay got 14 jobs. And being in here is one of...
Oh, yeah, they do work 14 jobs. Yeah. I always see it on his page. Yeah, I just wanted to call.
Yeah,
we appreciate the call, man.
That means, you know, we got people all over the country. You know, you're the first from Landover, Maryland, so let's go ahead and give them a couple bells. All right.
So how do I become a talk show host? I'm trying to get down on this. What's happening?
Hey, you could be a part of our show. You can have your own show. We got so much technology. Yeah. We can let you broadcast from your situation, and we just be the middleman.
Yeah, announce yourself right now as if this is your talk show. Announce yourself right now that you're the host of PCRadioLive.com.
All right, here we go. Y'all ready already?
Let's go.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Mr. Class AJB. What's happening? We on the radio station live right now. We cooling. We about to get it in. We about to get some good radio jams going for you. You know?
No. Stop right there. When you said happening, that's where you went wrong. Now do it again, but without using the word happening, because we don't got happening up here. So try it again, huh? One more time.
Oh, right.
Without
right,
happening,
right, we up on this.
Okay, yeah. East Coast.
And 3, 2, 1.
It's your boy, Mr. Class AJB. What's going on? We got a few radio.
Stop right there. Don't make him nervous. You got to be ready to get it.
You don't make
you
him nervous.
You won't be a star. Right, you got to be ready to get it.
All right, take a deep breath. I'm going to give you the countdown, and you hit it. You got 30
don't
seconds.
Don't say happening, and try not to say your boy 14 times.
Dirk, you got 30 seconds to do your intro talk up to the show.
It's your audition, because we need another host.
All right, and countdown in 3, 2, 1.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Mr. Class AJB. What's going down? Man. We live on the radio today. We're going to have some good music going for y'all. Tell me what y'all want to talk about this evening. It could be anything you want. All you got to do is call the number 1-877-226-0998.
Oh, wait a minute now. You know, okay, you got the number by heart. Okay.
That's what I'm talking about. You might have
a
place.
I had to put that in there.
You might have a place, big homie.
Dilly Dilly. Yes. Somebody said Dilly Dilly. Somebody text me. Boom, Dilly Dilly. Yeah.
Get your auditions in.
That was my audition.
You actually did good this time.
Yeah, pretty good. Third time was the charm.
You might got a slot.
Third time sound. That's all you need right there.
All right. So listen, your audition is going to replay on Saturday night at about 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Tell your people to listen
and vote, because we're going to do one or two more tonight.
Two more. Yep.
And the best of the three, we just came up with a whole new competition.
Yeah.
Win your way onto the show.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what it's called.
Right win now, you're in first is. Place. Believe it or not, you're actually in first place. You were actually in last place as well. But you're actually in first place, whichever way you want to look at. At the same time. Dilly Dilly. Think about that. So you could be in first.
Right on.
You could be in last. But just know you're in the runnings. Because that last one, when you said fitting, that's what we heard you. But right. That's
just,
okay.
Just like the Sixers in the playoffs, you in the playoffs too.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So
you did good.
There it is. If you ever want to get at me, you can follow me on Instagram at Mr. Class A, MrClassA.
Mr. Class A. Now, is that because you're a DJ or you're a rapper?
Class with him.
Or you a rapper? What do you do?
No.
What do you do?
Class A, that's the I'm a truck driver. Oh, I run my own business, black business owner. But I'm a truck driver. That's a driver's license.
Class A. There you go.
Oh, class A. Oh,
there you go. You know, okay. I was looking at it a different way.
CDL truck driver. You hear me?
Class A. Salute to all the CDL drivers.
Shout out to all the class A drivers.
Couldn't do it. You know, I'm a CDL driver too myself. I
drive right on, right on.
Right on.
Did every goddamn thing. Every fucking job. Anything you haven't done?
Well, I'm not a class A, but I am a professional driver because I drive for Uber.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. And ain't no wrong with that. Ain't no wrong with that.
Yeah, class A.
I run an old hauling company and roadside assistance on the set.
Okay. Okay. I could be a part of that.
Okay. What's the furthest you ever drove all at one time?
Furthest I ever drove, I just came from Michigan last week, but nonstop, I called in and drove about 26 hours.
Wow.
26 hours.
Wow.
You on a lot of coke. How you drove for 26 hours straight? Straight.
Yeah, I mean, when the customer's paying you the right amount of money and they want it in about a day and a half, you got to get it done.
I mean, but you stop for bathroom breaks,
there is no bathroom breaks.
No, not you stop for bathroom breaks.
No, he got a little porta pot. He got a little jug. He got a jug. You don't stop.
Oh, no.
You don't stop for 26 hours. You got to jug.
He stops.
No, you got a jug.
I only stop for fuel.
For fuel. I told you that. He only stop for fuel.
That's when I stretch. That's when I go use the bathroom.
Oh, you do a little stretching.
That's when I go eat. And then we keep it pushing.
Let's go.
Okay. Now, do you have like a little?
That job, it was a Caterpillar engine for a tractor trailer.
Wow.
Texas.
That's big boy shit right there.
Caterpillar engine.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking. Trailer. That's big boy shit. Now, do you have a little white girl?
He said he needed in about 28 hours.
Do you have like a little white girl riding with you?
Hey, give it a try. Act like
it would be nice.
He said it would be nice.
Right. Act like we on the road right now. Give me some trucker talk.
Breaker 19, Breaker 19, come in. This is big.
I got you. Breaker 19. This is Mr. Class A JB. Breaky over. What's your 20? I'm riding on the side, South 495 on a 94, breaking the 8433. Can you checky, breaky?
Checky,
over. I'm going about 4 or 5 down to 919. I got a breaky going downstairs and uptown. Can you breaky over? Yeah, it actually sounds like that on the road. Like half the time, you don't understand what these guys are saying.
But I think I got the gist of it. He was going 45 miles an hour on 95, you're heavy on your brakes. You're running into traffic.
Breaky.
You're running into traffic a lot.
Breaky.
Yep, pretty much.
When you say breaky, that means you're riding on your brakes.
Right.
Right? You speeding, but you got your foot on the brakes the whole time.
Somebody ring the bell for this man.
You're dogging the brakes.
Right there. You got it.
I told you I was a professional.
You're supposed to have your own bell.
But these truck drivers on the road, man, they a lot of them are pervs.
I've heard the trucker stories. Truck stop.
Oh, a lot of them perverts, you said? And child molesters?
Yeah.
They ain't know whether to say yes or no. A lot of them are. Yeah.
The further you go down the road, the worse it gets.
You don't want to go down the road because a lot of perverts.
And shout out to the ladies of the night who hit those highways right.
Now, do you drive with like a white woman with you, or you drive by yourself, or you pick them up as you get along? Because 16 hours stretch.
We all out of that.
Okay.
I drive solo. We all out of that.
Okay. What up to the X Squad?
I know they come up to your
from Atlanta.
They come up to your truck while you're trying to get some sleep, right?
If you at a truck stop, certain truck stops, they will knock on your window and they're, you lonely in there? I say, nah, I'm good.
Okay.
Usually that's my cue to wake up and keep it moving.
Yeah. Wow, he running from it.
I mean, can you imagine, you know, she's been out there for 10, 15
she's
hours.
She's cold. She's frozen.
How many?
It's frozen pussy.
Random truckers she's.
Oh, yeah, she's been from truck to truck.
Oh, my God.
Now, take this out. Imagine this. Imagine her actually being married and her husband says, I was working. She says, work was amazing.
Yeah,
you know how sad I would be on the inside if I was at home?
Wow.
Oh, so you wouldn't go with a porno? You wouldn't go with a chick that worked for porn?
Of course not.
Huh?
Oh, no. Just a job.
It's just a job.
No, like
just
being married to one of these big brand porn stars.
It's just a job.
How was work?
I was stuck with four
penises. Oh, my God.
We did an anal shot today, and it's just work. Okay.
Somebody. Yeah. Well, I got a nice facial at work today. I probably have a heart attack.
I can marry a stripper or a porn star.
Yeah. I mean, it's just work. When you come home.
You could? You be comfortable with that?
Yeah, I'd be comfortable with it. Yeah.
What makes you comfortable enough to say, you know what? Because, I'm cool with my woman getting down in the DM.
Because you'd rather her getting paid for it than not get paid for it.
Wait a minute, Malcolm.
Let me think about it. I
always said in my personal relationships, you know, most people break up in relationships because of cheating. Mm-hmm. If you were able to somehow take the cheating out of the relationship,
get paid for it.
Which means maybe you were exploratory in the swingers era. You know, you invited other people into the relationship, not so much as you're a porn star, but you're accepting of other people having access to your girls or your ladies, to your guys, you know, private parts and situations.
Right.
And you became a stronger bond. I think, you know, and I know my rights, you know, the thoughts and opinions expressed on this show do not, you know,
they don't
relate to a lot of people, but they do relate to a lot of people. And if you were able to somehow take that out of relationships, I think people would actually stay together longer.
So you're saying basically if they're allowed to go ahead and cheat, they don't stay together longer.
That makes sense.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
If everyone is allowed to cheat, that makes the
not allowed to cheat, but if it happened, it was just like, okay, you hype. Okay, so what? You know, did you
use protection? Okay, time. Okay, now hold on. Okay, let's talk about this. Is it okay for you to cheat? Before you get, like, if you're just in a relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend, mm-hmm. is it okay to cheat versus you actually being married and cheating?
I don't think so. I think the same argument can be held both ways. Because let's say Will Smith and Jada Pinkett
have always been
into the swinger circuit. Mm-hmm. And to me, I think their relationship is as strong as any relationship I've ever seen in my life. You know? Not to be.
They're into the swinger thing?
Very much so.
Yeah.
You know, and
I mean,
I need a cup of that.
Along with a one of these Buppy Pie pudding pops, pudding cups.
Because he had too much of this old English.
Right, this Buppy's pudding. Yeah. All right, that's what you need, along with another cup.
Yeah.
But listen, we appreciate
your call, man. You are in the runnings too.
I would love for you to call back in. You know. Keep coming, man.
Keep calling him, you know, and keep telling your people to listen.
Let us know. Like, if you're on the road, we want to hear from you on the road.
Give us one more road talk before you go.
Hey, yeah, this is Breaker John, Uncle John on the line 919. What's your number, Breaky Breaky? Over. I'm going 959 down to 457. Nonstop, over. Can you tell me what's the best radio station you've been on? Over. That's PCRadioLive.com. Woo! I don't even know what it is.
That's what I'm talking about. Appreciate you, baby boy.
You in first place, big man.
He's in first place. And we're going to cut that up as a drop. Yeah. That will be a drop. You'll hear that.
Well, I'm a winner.
Yeah,
you're a winner. Huh?
Dilly dilly.
Hey, thanks for your call, big homie.
Dilly
dilly. Thanks for your call.
No doubt.
Sprint. Y'all works for me.
Say one y'all time, fuck the Diaz brothers. He don't know.
Well, he get him next time.
Right.
Hey, thanks. Thanks, big homie.
Thanks for calling, big homie.
Hey, everybody on the Facebook and Instagram Live, we do appreciate you. I've never seen this many comments. Everybody showing the love. My phone about to die any second. X-Squad DJs checking in from Atlanta. Actually, DeMille will be in the city this coming Thursday. DeMille, I need to see you Thursday because I'm out. I'm on the road Friday. I'm on my way to Chicago.
Chi-Town.
Chi-Town. He'll be in Chester this weekend. I definitely want to hang out with you. Got those cheesesteaks and Henny popping on Didac. Everybody on the Facebook Live, you know, you can't really hear the music in the background. Or, you know, some of the soundtracks. You probably missed that whole phone call on my Instagram, on my Facebook Live, because, you know, we have to keep our audio down. But if you want to listen to the real show, you know, with all the background hysterics, log on to PCRadioLive.com, and that way you can hear and see the whole show on one of our 9 cameras.
Cameras. At one spot.
Yeah. All right. Not too many shows big enough to do this.
Nope.
But we do it consistently every week, Tuesday nights, along with some of the biggest talent on the radio.
Good.
Big ups to Yvette Money. She just had an awesome show for Three Angry Bitches, which we talked about for weeks.
Heavy.
They're working on the comeback show. And I want everybody, if you hear about it, if you see it, to make sure you support the play, Three Angry Bitches, so it can go on the road, maybe. Maybe end up in New York, Broadway, who knows?
Yeah.
Three Angry Bitches on the road. And we just found a driver, so when we need a tour bus,
right,
we got the driver already lined up.
He can go 16 hours straight. Right. No bathroom break.
Right. We can hit from Maine to Texas in 26 hours.
Yeah.
And then I want to talk about this apology. Now, do I have time to talk about it now? No, I do have – no?
We're going to go to commercial break and come back for the apology?
Okay. We'll do that.
Yeah, how many hits you done played already?
What happened?
How many hits you played already?
Because I just did –
you got to go 21.
I did a quick set. I did 9, okay. 10, 11. Mm-hmm. We did 2, 3, 13, about 7 more to go. So we'll be back in 2 and 2.
Let's go.
It's the DJ Truth Show with Malcolm Hill. Let's
go. Yeah.